evening and welcome to one of our interview segments here on Democratic Talk Radio. And my first guest for today is Maria Heller from The Maria Heller Show. Hey, Maria.
Hi, Al. How are you?
Good. How you doing today?
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us and taking the time to talk to Democratic Talk Radio for a few minutes. You know, if you go on the computer these days and you were to punch up the Maria Heller, you're all over the place, Maria.
Yes, I am.
You've been working very hard for democratic activism and progressives all across the country. And
yes, I have for almost 2 years, but, I mean, needless to say, my audience, as my producer says, would be willing to jump off a building on fire for me.
That's right.
I don't know that I'd want them to.
Well, I just want to thank you for all the hard work that you've been doing and all the great journalism that you've been providing to so many of us progressives out there that are just crying for reliable information. You know, we try to provide that here as well at Democratic Talk Radio, but, you know, if you listen to the mainstream media, Maria, we're not getting the straight story.
Well, I like to call us the mainstream media and them the alternative news.
I like it. I like it.
Well, you know, everybody there has got a, you know, they have a paycheck to worry about, and they can only talk about what they're paid to talk about.
That's right. I have a thing here on the station that I work that freedom of speech is what the owner tells me it is.
Exactly.
It's true.
I've never been the type of person to want to kowtow to anybody. I think that freedom, and especially freedom of speech, is the only thing that is really worth fighting for.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It's the very First Amendment. In fact, it's the first, or the second sentence on the First Amendment, I believe.
Exactly. But now with the U.S. Patriot Act, you know, we all have to worry about whether or not we're going to end up in jail because we're being good patriots by speaking out.
Because we're being citizens.
Exactly.
By simply carrying out our duties and responsibilities as a citizen in this United States, according to Ashcroft's rules, we could get thrown in jail for it.
Exactly. And, you know, outside of being a, you know, a fairly halfway decent singer of songs no one wants to hear, I find him pretty useless.
No, I think that he was the worst possible choice for Attorney General for this country.
And well, we didn't have a choice.
Right, that's right. We didn't have a choice. And I'm a little still unhappy, frankly, with the committee process for letting him get through. I just think that they should have drawn the line in the sand right there.
Well, if you look at it, we have a president that was not elected.
Right.
And, of course, everybody else that he's put into office, or should I say into power, since 2000, has been against the people. This is not a government of and by or for the people anymore. You know, I have a correspondent now working with me on the show from Africa, and he was complaining about the fact that Africans don't get, you know, they only get one side of the news there, and no one knows what's going on in Africa. And I said, hey, it's no different here in America.
That's right. It's called corporate news, and that's all we get.
Right. So, you know, I'm happy enough. I'm probably one of the rare journalists on the planet right now covering what is actually going on in Zimbabwe. So through the magic of technology, I can put that kind of information on the air.
And, you know, the atrocities, Maria, that have been going on in Africa for the last two decades, you know, we should have been working on this problem 10, 15 years ago, and instead they just keep letting it languish.
I agree, and you know what? It's all about money. You
That's
know, the
right.
United States, unfortunately, our foreign policy has been about warring for God.
Right.
Gold, oil, and
it's about exploitation, Maria.
Huh?
It's about exploitation.
Yes, well, it's about exploitation. It's about racism at its best. I had Stan Goff on my show recently. You know, he had 24 years in the Special Forces.
Mm-hmm.
He said it the best I've ever heard, Al. He said, the flag follows the money, and the troops follow the flag.
Hmm. Yeah, that's pretty good.
So until we really get a grip on our foreign policy and how many enemies it's made us for several decades, it's not just about Bush, who, of course, is, you know, for some reason, you know, intent on trying to make enemies worldwide.
Yeah, he's doing a pretty good job, too.
Yeah, we're not going to be able to change anything. And, you know, even, you know, with the two different parties, you know, outside of, you know, Tom Daschle, I mean, where is everybody?
Right, where are the Democrats?
Where are they is a good question.
I know, being militantly Democrat, and I'm somewhat perplexed by some Democrats' standings and why they're not so willing to stand up for our very principles, Maria. Some of the things that the Democratic Party is based on.
Look, you got to look at it this way.
I know they want to get reelected, but sometimes that just don't cut it.
Let me tell you about getting elected, because I started thinking about running for office because I've been asked numerous times. And when I read all of what isn't just what is required of you to run, and then you learn about how many butts you're going to have to kiss on the way up.
Yep.
I said, you know, how could the average decent human being run for office?
Yep.
It's impossible. They make it impossible. And the Democrats are just as guilty of taking money. They just take it from different companies. It
That's
might not
right.
have been Enron. It's the, you know, it's the big pharmaceuticals and insurance companies.
And they do it because they have to.
I know.
Because you cannot get into the system without money.
I know. The whole system has to change.
Well, Maria, what do you think, what should we do about the election system to reform it? I mean, what would be your suggestion?
My suggestion would be, you know, Arizona has something that they call clean elections, where people can't run just because they have a lot of money, where it actually is, you know, why not change it to where the requirements are different? You know, it was
mm-hmm.
something that I said to my, you know, I said after the stolen election when Cheney had, you know, the heart attacks we're paying for.
Yeah.
I said, how come we don't have physical examinations of these people before they run for the highest office in the land?
See if they're fit to carry out the office.
But the thing is, if you and I went to teach, say we went to teach a second grade class,
mm-hmm.
we would be subject to all kinds of batteries of tests, mental, emotional, physical, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, politics doesn't really require that.
Doesn't require anything.
No, it's like anybody born with a silver spoon up their nose can run for office.
Uh-huh.
I like that little one. I coined that one myself.
That's a pretty good one.
I thought it was better than Molly Ivan's silver, or was it she, I think, that wrote Bush was born with a silver foot in his mouth.
Yeah, that's Molly.
I kind of like
that. Yeah, I think Molly's just the greatest, man.
Yeah, and I mean, I saw her on American Perspective that was put on by The Nation last week on CNN.
Yeah, I watched as well.
She was great.
Yeah, glad to see her health has improved.
Well, what was also good was to see how many intelligent New Yorkers and people were in that audience asking the questions that all of America should be asking. You know, I mean, yesterday was the 6-month anniversary of the World Trade attack.
Right, of course.
How come America is sitting back and not asking questions about what happened then?
Right, what happened before?
Right, what happened before to lead to that?
Right.
What happened to make that happen? Okay, where was that?
There's a whole lot of questions about that, Maria.
Right. And, you know, one of the stories I just read online this morning was, you know, right after September 11th, why, when airspace was down, did they allow Bin Laden's jet to come in and take the Bin Laden family out of here?
Right.
You know, I mean, there's so much collusion between this administration and everybody they want us to believe is the boogeyman.
Right. When, you know, when I think that the boogeyman, they're kind of in the same boat together paddling right along. And it's all about profits, Maria.
Yes, it is. And,
that's the bottom line to all of this, in my opinion. It's about money.
It's all about money. And, you know, they don't care about, you know, I just read also that they want to, pharmacies now don't want to fill Medicare prescriptions because they're just getting, screwed over by, you know, the restrictions on how much they can charge on it.
Unbelievable.
Now, Arizona is a pretty affluent state, okay? This morning, my local radio station, I think the little local guys tend to get more news out. For the last year, the people on welfare in Arizona were 18,000. It's already at 180,000.
Oh, my gosh.
So when people, you know, and this is primarily Republican state, what they have to look at is what did the Republicans do? And, you know, no time flat. I mean, Bush has created the ugliest America that I've ever lived through, and I've been on the planet for, you know, 50 years.
I can't believe what's happened since the election.
No one can.
It's surreal.
Well, you know, because of the fact my show is Internet Al, I have listeners in 60 countries, and I heard from one who lives in the Czech Republic. And they are so terrified there over what Bush may or may not do that he said the only thing that keeps him sane and able to sleep at night is listening to my show.
Wow. To know that there are rational people somewhere out there in America that were, you know, granted, you know, the Republicans are definitely asleep at the wheel, or I don't know about asleep at the wheel, they have a completely different mindset going.
Oh,
but there's a lot of
have.
Folks here that are very aware of what's happening. But, you know, without the media coverage, it's going to be hard for us to get the issues out there, Maria.
I hold the media culpable just as if they were pulling the switch
That's
on
right.
the electric chair.
You got that right.
And
because
they pulled the switch on America big time.
Yep, because all for profits.
Well, yeah, and I mean, and when you listen to the news, you know, I saw someone on my local news there yesterday, you know, it was the anniversary of September 11th, and he actually said, you know, it's been a year and a half now since the World Trade Center got bombed. And I just started laughing. I said, they don't even read their pre-written notes right to get their facts straight. They're more worried about, you know, whether their hair looks good.
Oh, man. I tell you what, then, what a different world we'd be living in had Al Gore been able to take the office that he had, that he won.
Well, I agree, and, you know, there's rumor that he may run in 2004. Well, what's the difference if he wins in 2004? He won in 2000, and he's still not sitting in the White House.
Yep. I, you know what? I'm very concerned, Maria, about what lengths this administration might go to help his next candidacy.
Look, I don't...
You know, if they're willing to steal the last one, who knows what they're going to do the next time.
Right. You know, when you follow the violence and the voter disenfranchisement going on in Zimbabwe, okay, with the U.S. Embassy there had the nerve to tell the people in charge of the voting in Zimbabwe to make sure they allow people to vote, not disenfranchise their voters. I cracked up laughing. I said, this from the same country that disenfranchised
them.
How many tens of thousands of African Americans, let alone everybody else? We did the same thing here in this election. The same evil was done here that was done in Zimbabwe.
Well, you know,
the only thing we didn't do is behead and pistol whip people.
Right.
At least I don't know about the pistol whipping.
Yeah. Well, like I said, 04 is just around the corner, and we're going to have to be very, very careful about what this president does to try to stay in office.
An election.
To try to stay in office, and I think that he's willing to do almost anything, and that's and that could be from warmongering to upping the terrorist alerts level to where everybody in this country is just totally paranoid.
Look, he's already made it very clear. They're already planned and have troops on the ground for Iraq.
Yep.
Okay.
That's,
so it doesn't really matter.
Maria, that's happening. That's got to happen.
That's happening. Even though Russia and China formed a friendship pact against us if we go into Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And they told us basically it's hands off on that coalition for terrorism too, by the way. So, I mean, how much more of a threat do we need to hear before this guy gets it? Okay. He's pissed off the entire world at us. The European Union told him, you know, your language is too simplistic. If you don't change the way you talk, you're not going to have plans in Europe either.
Yep.
You know, and there's new steel tariff. I mean, everything he does is incredibly either totally insane or stupid.
Yep. Yeah, I think he's just stupid. And the only thing that,
dangerous stupid.
The current Republican leadership, and Bush included, is just, it's the worst thing that could possibly happen to this country at this time.
Right, and nobody voted for it. You know, even the Republicans that are still saying, oh, come on, get over it, you know, they don't really get that their votes were thrown out without
right.
it.
Right, they don't, Marie. That's why they don't understand that their votes were just as affected as ours.
No, what's really cool is that Alec Baldwin knows that and counted. I don't know if you got wind of that story.
Yeah, I did.
But, I mean, I loved it, you know, when stupid Jeb, you know, said to him, you know, I thought you were moving out of the country if my brother got elected. He said, first of all, I never said that, and if I did, I wouldn't have to move because he didn't get elected.
Yeah, well, that's right. And Jeb's response was blah, 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 blah.
Right. Those are the kind of things that make me go, yeah, baby.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, and I had Will Pitt on the show. I don't know if you're familiar with Will and
his
writing.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he blew my circuits. I mean, we had 5,000 people the first 10 minutes on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something that was really, I mean, the gutsiest statement I've ever heard. And he said it specifically twice so we would get it. He said, without the stolen election, 9/11 would not have happened.
That's right.
And I said, Will, do you really mean that? And he said it again like a school teacher would reprimand you, you know, without the stolen election.
Do you know why?
Well, because it was a business deal that went bad.
Right. And also, the Gore report about terrorism would have gone into effect about airport security.
Yeah, but they
almost immediately.
That out. They didn't want to pay attention to Al Gore because this is the first time I ever saw that a man was actually smeared in a campaign for being intelligent.
Right.
I said, my God, how stupid has the American public become? The guy's intelligent, and this is what they're ragging on him for?
Well, you know, the Republican right has been working on this propaganda war for a long time. They started this corporate takeover of the media a long time ago, Maria, and now it's bearing its fruit.
Well, it's amazing how deep this gets, because, you know, I also interview a lot of authors on a lot of different subjects, and one of the books that just came across my grubby little hands is Eternal Treblinka, and I don't know if you've read it or not. But it's by Charles Patterson. I'm going to interview him in 2 weeks or so.
What does Mr. Patterson talk about?
Mr. Patterson talks about the fact that systematic genocide has been going on throughout the ages. But what he revealed in that book, even about the Holocaust and the connections of the U.S. with that, was even news to me. And I thought I knew everything there was to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, Ford himself was a hero for the Nazis. I mean, he actually put out anti-Semitism material that Hitler...
And we all know about Prescott Bush.
Well, you know about Prescott Bush, you know about the Rockefellers, you know about, you know, the eugenics that Hitler mimicked in the Holocaust was American eugenics.
Hmm.
We taught him. We taught him everything that he needed to know, and he fashioned his concentration camps over our food factories. The way that we were mass slaughtering animals.
He did the same thing
eyes.
With human beings.
Yes. So, you know, we're culpable for a lot of things, and it saddens me because as an American, I feel like, why do I have to keep apologizing to the world for my country? But I do on this show. I said, listen, not all Americans, hardly any Americans are behind this administration.
Right. This is the doings of a very elite, powerful group of individuals that only care about money and power.
Exactly. Well, you know, Greg Palast.
The Constitution doesn't mean anything to these folks. It's a sideshow.
The U.S. Patriot Act just wiped out a lot of the Constitution.
That's right.
And, I mean, what can we do as American citizens outside of protests and boycott? You know, hit these guys.
Well, you know,
with us
going to war, I would be very surprised if we're even allowed to do that, Maria.
Well,
I would be very surprised if the Bush administration would allow people to assemble to address grievances.
Well, they give us now, you have to be, you know, so many blocks away from wherever he is because he doesn't want to see.
They've already stopped it then.
He doesn't want to see the protest. I understand that the park right across from the White House, which was known as the People's Park, is now shut. You can't even have a conversation in the park without getting arrested. So if people don't see that this is a dictator in power who, you know, said it. I mean, you've mentioned Molly Ivins. It's in her book. You know, I'm all for dictatorship as long as I'm the dictator. And now he wants to become the world dictator and go into countries that don't even ask us to be there.
Well, Maria, that's why, you know, I'm hoping that the Democrats are able to take the House and keep the Senate, because I know that there are some good congressmen and Democratic senators out there that if we can get into power, I think that they would actually try. I don't know how successful they'd be, but they would try to get impeachment proceedings going.
Well, they would have to get into
power.
Because
that's what has to happen.
And what they have to do is they have to play just as dirty as the Republicans.
That's right.
And they've got to have, you know, they've got to find their own Enron to bankroll them.
Yep.
I mean, you know, Enron, I mean, what Enron owns, you know, everything from, you know, water in Venezuela and, you know, helping bankrupt these other countries so we can make it just one big world of slavery. Greg Palast has recently come out with, you know, how big Enron was. And just, you know, it's all about the International Monetary Fund.
Right, and you know what I think is just so funny is how the media has just completely... really stopped information. You know, Enron is not the only one that's done this, Maria. These kinds of practices are widespread,
mm-hmm.
especially in the large corporate world. And this has been going on for a long time. But you don't hear anything about that in the media because they don't want to tell anybody about it, that our entire capitalist system is at risk here.
You know, 20 years ago, when people used to talk about the One World Order, I would just poo-poo them as conspirators.
Mm.
No, you people are crazy. I don't want to hear it.
It's true.
If you look at the world right now, the whole world is copying what America is doing. You know, Canada's clamped down on its citizens because of 9/11. You know how many times when I repeat those stories on the air, I say, hello, it didn't happen in your country, it happened here.
Yeah.
But people are using that. It's a snowball effect towards that one world order where all the people that are not corporate players become slaves.
Yeah, that's right.
And I don't want to be a slave to any kind of order like that.
Not on my watch.
No, and you know, the European Union was pretty slick about it because what they did is they touted the euro dollar, they got everybody to go along with it, and now what do you think they come up with? They want to have a European Union constitution.
Here we go.
How sick is that?
There we go.
Okay, first it's the dollar, and now it's, you know, let's have one constitution. How can anybody tell any individual country how to rule their
own populace?
Well, look what we did in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
We put an old oil guy in as an interim president. I mean, how many people know that guy is, you know, an old Unocal guy? You know,
not too many.
Forget
that's right.
What his name is, you know. And let's face it, when they're done with him, they will probably find him with a bullet in his head floating down the river.
Mm-hmm. That's usually how those kind of problems get solved.
And we've had tons of mystery deaths and suicides in this country since 9/11.
Yep.
With, you know, that whole anthrax thing was nothing more than a way to shut up the media as if they weren't already shut up. and scare the American public. And then what happened? It all of a sudden just disappeared?
Right.
How could people not ask these questions?
Well, I tell you how they could not ask these questions is due to the poor education spending that we've been doing for the last 25 years in this country.
Well, that has to be the truth. I mean, you know, I went to school in New York City in the public school system. And, I mean, obviously, we got a really good education 40 years ago in the public school system.
Well, if you've looked at the educational statistics for this country's been dropping in math and science. We're now at number 19 or 20. We used to be at the top.
Right.
We used to be number one in math and science for our students. We're number one in the entire world. Now we're 18th and 19th.
Right, and now we have a president who wants school testing, a man who's hidden his transcripts
away. I think it's done on purpose, Maria. I think that they want to have a stupid electorate so that they can do whatever they want.
Yeah, but you know what? It kind of backfires because the Pentagon now said they're letting go of all their foreign workers. Okay? Here's racism starting from the top. And all their foreign workers, 600 of them, or what does all the computer work there? Because people here are too stupid, obviously, to do it.
They're unreal.
But if they're going to let go of these foreign workers, who are they going to replace them with?
Mm-hmm.
You know, people that have a fifth-grade education, if they're lucky.
Yep.
And yet, it's all about racism. You know, the Pentagon contributed $2.5 million to the making of the movie Black Hawk Down.
Really? I did not know that. Very interesting.
All right. It's nothing but a propaganda film.
Propaganda film, yeah.
Now, since that happened, Canada and the U.S., they won't do it officially. They're hiring separate contractors. Anyone with Somali origin is being shipped back and dumped into Mogadishu. These are people that have never even been in Somalia.
Wow.
Thanks to Black Hawk Down, which Rumsfeld had a lot to say about, or a Dumsfeld, as I call him.
Mm-hmm.
But how the average American doesn't know, but if you're online and people are aware, they knew to boycott that film. But, I mean, that's government propaganda. Now, Rumsfeld's going to do a 13-week series with Disney.
Oh, my gosh.
On how one glorifying war, according to the way Rumsfeld sees it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so even Disney's in their pocket.
Oh,
all right, when you talk about the media in total is owned by 10 corporations.
That's right, all of them.
And all of them in the pocket of this millionaire.
Well, you know what I noticed is look at the coverage that happened on 9/11.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if you went to any station in the 140 channels or wherever, or how many channels you might have in your particular cable system, almost every single channel had that coverage. And what does that tell you? That tells you that all of those feeds are all controlled by just a very few people.
Exactly, and it was a big wag the dog anyway.
That's right.
It was meant to instill that fear. It was meant to give you an image in your head equal to the assassination of JFK,
mm-hmm.
so that you would just say, do whatever you need to do to keep us safe.
Right, that's right. Maria, we are just about out of time. A couple of things you'd like to close with before we go?
Well, some of the things I like to close with is thank God for stations like yourself, because I know so many stations are getting shut down. And for people to just be brave, get educated, yeah, it's pretty scary learning the things that I'm learning about my own country that I've loved for a million years. But, you know, you can love your country without loving the president.
And don't be afraid to speak out.
No, and, you know, do what I did. I printed out the Bill of Rights and put it on my front door.
There you go. Maria Heller.
Thanks so much for having me on.
It's a pleasure talking to you, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Same here.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.